the God from the Machine by Rudyard Kipling. Narrated by Robin Nixon. Hit a man and help a woman, and you can't be far wrong anyways. Maxims of Private Mulvaney. The Inexpressibles gave a ball. They borrowed a 7-pounder from the Gunners and wreathed it with laurels and made the dancing floor plate glass and provided a supper, the like of which had never been eaten before, and set 2 sentries at the door of the room to hold the trays of programme cards. My friend, Private Mulvaney, was one of the sentries, because he was the tallest man in the regiment. When the dance was fairly started, the sentries were released, and Private Mulvaney went to curry favour with the mess sergeant in charge of the supper. Whether the mess sergeant gave or Mulvaney took, I cannot say. All that I'm certain of is that at supper time I found Mulvaney with Private Ortheris, 2/3 of a ham, a loaf of bread, 1/2 a patty de foie gras, and 2 magnums of champagne, sitting on the roof of my carriage. As I came up, I heard him saying, "Praise be, a dance doesn't come as often as orderly room, or by this and that, Ortheris, me son, or you would be the disgrace of the regiment instead of the brightest jewel in its crown." "Hang the colonel's pet nuisance," said Ortheris. "But what makes you curse your rations? This here fizzy staff's good enough." "Stuff you uncivilised pagan. 'Tis champagne we're drinking now. 'Tisn't that I..."